This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop standing with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. Check us out, 75radio.org. The number 75radio.org. It is Saturday, October the 7th, 2023. Walt, how are we doing, my friend?
I'm doing okay. I just read something from a friend of mine on Facebook, and it says 57th Street between 9th and 10th Avenue is making him sick. Apparently, there's a hotel at that location that is turned into an immigration holding camp, like Freedom Town in the 80s. That's what he says. So I guess I'm doing better than he is.
Right. And you're doing better than me because you didn't argue with my ex-wife. Folks, Mr. Yerkew thinks in about 5 years, me and the former Mrs. Stanton will be back together again. I highly doubt that. Anyways, we want to say hello to some of our special listeners, including Little Billy Keebler and the men and the alleged woman of the Yonadosis, New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Savers. Stay safe, one and all. And as always, we want to begin every show remembering the men and women of law enforcement who were murdered in the line of duty. Tonight, we remember Deputy Sheriff Tucker Bradley of the Knox County, Tennessee Sheriff's Office. End of watch, October 2nd, 2023. His killer, fortunately, was shot and killed. And also, Correction Officer Robert Danforth Clark of the Georgia Department of Corrections. End of watch, October the 1st, 2023. His killer is in custody and has been charged. Anyways, Walt, I want to move to some neighborhood stories that happened in my neck of the woods. First, we have Prince George's County, Maryland, which is right across the Potomac River from the Commonwealth of Virginia and next to the District of Columbia. Anyways, two Utes decided to carjack a man in a with a Kia SUV in Greenbelt, Maryland, which is a not the nicest neighborhood, if so to say. So these two teenagers had a pistol, carjacked a man with his Kia SUV, and the car had temporary Maryland license plates. In Maryland and Virginia and other states down south, when you buy a car, if you don't have tags ready or tags off the old car, they will put on temporary paper tags. You can run it through NCIC, whatever database that the state has, and it will come back as a valid vehicle. Anyways, this particular vehicle had dead temporary tags. So the two carjackers picked up two more people and they decided to joyride. And a police officer saw that the cars had dead tags, pulled it over. And then the driver behind the wheel gunned the car, gave chase, and struck a tree, and the car burst into flames, and all four teenagers perished in the fire. Now, the four teenagers range from 19 down to 14 years old, which, you know, my first question is, where the hell are the parents? I mean, we done stuff when we were kids, but we don't carjack people. We don't get in people's stolen cars, stolen rides. You know, somebody rolls up, hey, get my car. Like, how'd you get it? I stole it. And then if we get pulled over, whether we stop for the police and you know, do a car stop. But nowadays, they just don't care with the death of St. George of Fentanyl. They don't care. Car gets you carjack some man who paying the car note insurance. You steal his car and then you just run for the cops and just no recourse. No. What's the word I'm looking for? They just don't care. And what's funny, the cycle continues. And especially in the inner city black neighborhoods, let's be frank. You got poor black girls getting pregnant by poor black men who are frequent flyers in the criminal justice system. These kids get pushed through public schools, so they're functionally illiterate and have no job skills when they get out. And then the schools, instead of cracking down and teaching the three R's, are teaching institutional racism, LGBTQ+, and other nonsense, telling like, hey, it's the white man's fault, you can't get ahead. And, you know, the cycle continues. It's the prison pipeline from public high schools right to prison, because you have teenagers carjacking innocent people who also happen to be black. And try to outrun the cops, and you know, you either end up in the hospital, end up fatality, or end up in jail. So that's why I keep saying Sean Bergen was correct what he said 9 years ago about the lack of fathers in the black community. And you know, everybody called him racist, but nobody called him wrong. Well, what do you have to say about the cycle of crime in the inner city? With these kids just carjacking people and trying to outrun the cops.
But you know my stance on this, and you know it's not just the black community, it's the white community, it's the Asian community, it's the brown community. You know, it is all through. Maybe more predominant, you know, in the black communities. You know, of course, there was that joke when everybody was a kid and I'm going to say it. What's the most confusing day in Harlem? Everybody knows the answer to, you know, the point of that. And it was always, you know, something in the 60s or 70s. I mean, I even think Archie Bunker said that once on All in the Family. So, you know, it's not pinpointed to just African American communities. You know, you got what we call white trash, you know, Chinese trash, Asian trash. It's all around. And these kids are doing it. And in a more predominantly white state or Caucasian state, in rural, and I'm talking rural with a lot of capital laws, communities, it's happening in white communities also, in these rural communities. I've been to some of the local courts just to get a taste of what's going on around me, because my son is growing up in the area. And if you go to Skimmerhorn Street, the courtroom is full of African-Americans. You go here to Grundy County in Tennessee, it's full of Anglo-Americans. And it's happening everywhere. I'll finish
it. Well, when we come back, we'll talk about more crime in the District of Columbia. A congresswoman gets congressman gets carjacked. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. I've been watching parts of the news, network news, cable news today. Hamas has invaded or attacked Israel. Our buddy Larry Ray Harden happened to be on a cruise ship when the attacks happened in Israel, and he was hoping that the Israeli forces would get the ship out to sea safely. But my thing is that as everybody takes a look at Hamas attacking Israel and Israel blowing the hell out of Hamas, which they should, right here in the U.S., our nation's capital, it's turning into a war zone. Anyways, our next story, Operation Screw the Cops in Washington, D.C. is working better than Operation Desert Storm, because now these thugs in the District of Columbia have full reign to do whatever they want, while members of the Metropolitan Police Department of the District of Columbia are running for the hills. MPD is currently about 500 police officers short. And I've met and seen some of these people. These are not the cream of the crop. How they, well, you know, DC's going to do what DC's going to do. Anyways, a member of Congress, Texas Democrat Henry Cuellar, of course, has to have a funny name. His car was taken at gunpoint in Southeast Washington, D.C. Now, the Southeast, everybody thinks, first thing they think about is the Anacostia neighborhood. Well, no, this is the Navy Yard neighborhood, which is very, very gentrified. Lots of high-end apartments and condos and co-ops. You have the Nationals Ballpark right there, a lot of bars and restaurants, Department of Transportation over there. You got a naval facility over there. We had a shooting some time back, but very, very gentrified neighborhood. And I used to visit a friend who lived in this neighborhood too, so this is kind of a shock to me also. But anyways, luckily the congressman was not harmed, and the media is predictable as sunrise and sunset, because it was three men, and the description that the news gave was three men. So imagine the bolo for the MPD, or be on the lookout. All units, be on the lookout for three males. Repeat, three males. They appear to be armed and dangerous, possibly human. Now, because the media will not give you the race of the perpetrators if it is black or Hispanic. And we've been talking about this for 100 years. But, you know, you got some white guy doing something that he shouldn't be doing. They'll give out the race of the guy, which they should. I mean, if you got a white guy carjacking people or raping ladies or doing some other dirt, give the description from the tip of his toes to the top of his head. Anyways, so that's the D.C. media. You have a Democrat carjacked. They give the descriptions three males. And then the males dump the car in the Anacostia neighborhood, which is across the Anacostia River. And so I rate the probability of the carjackers being young black men at 100%. But, you know, I blame the city council, because D.C. is turning into a war zone. When I do Uber, I do not, repeat, do not go into certain neighborhoods in Anacostia, in most of Prince George's County, Maryland, because it's not worth it. Because for Uber, we have their name on our car. So if we get killed, guess what? We're just considered a contractor. But now there's crime in the nice part of Southeast near the ballpark. There's crime near Northwest D.C. There's crime all over the District of Columbia. And personally, I think the MPD is incompetent and inept, seeing some of these absolute slobs wearing the uniform of a police officer. You got guys and girls looking like Fat Albert. I saw a guy with dreadlocks and a beard as a patrol officer, not a detective. That's just regular patrol. And the Metropolitan Police put up with this, which I don't know why, because your cops look like absolute slobs. So the D.C. Council, they also told the transit police they cannot stop, question, and summons fare beaters because they made that crime of fare evasion or theft of service, like we said in back in the day up in New York. It's now a civil summons, and they don't have permission to even stop somebody without consent from the perpetrator. I am not making this up. So, needless to say, you got people coming into the transit system with weapons, narcotics, active warrants, coming in to do dirt because the transit system is going to hell. I don't ride the transit system only if I have to. I do not bring my kids on the transit system anymore because it's just not worth it. I don't want some homeless guy pulling down his pants and putting you-know-what in their faces. I don't want somebody smoking weed on a train. I don't want somebody brandishing and discharging firearms on a subway car, which these are all things that happened, but you can thank the D.C. Council. And then when the D.C. Council saw that the whole city's going to hell, they went after the chief of police and the U.S. attorney for the D.C. and say, well, what's up? Well, what say you about D.C. and other major cities going to hell?
Well, they've been going to hell for a long time. As soon as law enforcement, bends over backwards to help the community, okay, they're forced to bend over forwards to take it from the community. I remember when in the 80s, same thing. If you rode down the wrong street, with your sirens going on, you were in the CO's office the next day. Why you got your sirens on at 2 a.m.? And because it offended somebody of a certain ethnic community. The city didn't want to be enemies with the public. But, back in the 80s, that was too late. These days, it's just the opposite, I think. I think that the public it's hard for me to put in words these days. You look at what how de Blasio destroyed New York City over the past 6 or 7 years, and King Cuomo up there for the past 8 years up until a couple of years ago. When people are in need, the last thing they need is somebody telling them that they don't need it, and then the government turning around and giving it to somebody else who shouldn't get it. You think I'm making myself clear on that?
Yes.
Within the inner city communities, like what we were talking about before, they are the worst assisted communities in the world, let alone this country. They're not hearing the people that are in need. Dropping the car off in the neighborhood that you spoke of, brings back a couple of memories of other instances where, take Chicago, for instance, a couple of years ago, Jesse Smollett, whatever his stupid freaking name is, got attacked by two white guys on a street in Chicago that hasn't seen white people in 100 years.
Right. And in the polar vortex.
And then in the early 80s, you had that idiot running around killing the black kids. I'm not going to say his name. Everybody knows his name. And the community was blaming it on white people. Okay. Well, when was the last time you saw a white person in South Central Atlanta, okay, stealing white kids off the street? I mean, stealing black kids off the street. You know, so when, you know, somebody reports three men, you know, just carjacked somebody, where they dumped it, you know that they're African American. If they dumped it in Bayside, Queens, you'd know that they was white. You know, or Brentwood in California, you know they was white, because three black men walking away in Brentwood, California is going to be noticed. Three white men from in the neighborhood that you mentioned in D.C. are going to be noticed. So it wasn't, you know, it's color coded. People just don't understand that it's color coded.
Exactly. And, you know, how many times did you see some white dude in the 7-5 late at night up to no good?
Well, I got into two shootouts when I was in the 7-5, and both of them were white guys.
Right, and you missed. Anyways, we come back. We'll talk about how the Fairfax County NAACP wanted to tell the Fairfax County Police how to do their job. This is 7-5 Radio. Stay tuned, everybody. Take it away, boys.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. The confirmation of Biden's nominee for U.S. ambassador to Israel suddenly takes on a new urgency. Senate Democrats are pushing aggressively for quick confirmation of Jack Lew as ambassador to Israel after the attack by Hamas on Saturday. Lew was nominated in early September, but the attack, which was widely condemned by both parties and across the ideological spectrum, will kick the effort into high gear. It will jumpstart a broader debate over aid to Israel in an already chaotic fall. Jailed Iranian activist Narges Mohammadi wins the Nobel Peace Prize. Mohammadi, age 51, has been in jail for over two decades and was awarded the 2023 Nobel Peace Prize for her fight against the oppression of women in Iran. She is currently serving a multi-year prison sentence in Iran's capital of Tehran for various charges, including propaganda against the state. Mohammadi has been arrested by Iranian authorities 13 times and sentenced to a total of 31 years and 154 lashes, according to the Norwegian Nobel Committee. He's not going back home to California.
Kevin McCarthy is refuting recent reports suggesting his intention to resign from Congress. Friday, news outlets had speculated that the California Republican was planning to step down following his removal as House Speaker. McCarthy clarified to reporters that the reports are untrue. He intends to serve until the end of next year and run for re-election. He also emphasized his aim to assist Republicans in growing their majority in the chamber. I'm John Schaefer.
Several earthquakes hit western Afghanistan today, taking the lives of at least 15 people and injuring another 40. The U.S. Geological Survey says the initial quake registered a magnitude of 6.3 northwest of the city of Herat and was followed by subsequent quakes. There are reports of widespread damage to houses in multiple provinces. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo
promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping. You'll get four of each Pure Ground Burger, so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to OmahaSteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. Here's another local story for yours truly. Fairfax County, Virginia, which is in my front yard. That's where my ex-wife and kids live. The Fairfax County NAACP, or the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, they are mad because the Fairfax County Chief of Police, Kevin Davis, ignored their community concerns dealing with policy and procedure with the Fairfax County Police Department. And my question is, who in the hell is the NAACP to tell Chief Davis how to run the police department? Now, I understand, you know, people, taxpayers, as citizens, civilians in that jurisdiction have the right to voice their concern how the police department operate. But the NAACP, which is a over 100-year-old organization, is mad and they're raising a fuss. And, of course, they're going public with it. But here's the thing. They have white people in the Fairfax County NAACP. And the NAACP itself is an outdated organization that's trying to remain relevant. And then if you look at Fairfax County, Virginia, it's not exactly Baltimore City. It's not exactly Compton, St. Louis, Prince George's County, Maryland. It's overwhelming white, overwhelming Asian, overwhelming Middle Eastern, overwhelming Indian, and very rich. Yours truly cannot afford to live in Fairfax County, Virginia, nor I really wouldn't want to live in Fairfax County, Virginia, because I've never met such a stuck-up bunch of people in my entire life. But anyways, so these white liberals and other rich black people in the NAACP, they want to get involved with Fairfax County Police, protect and serve the people of the county, which is really funny. But there's one particular community that is very concerned with public safety in Fairfax County, and that is the store owners at Tyson's Corner Center, which is a very uppity mall. Tyson's Corner's got a ton of money. I couldn't even imagine living there. But the subway or Metro went there a bunch of years ago, about 7-8 years ago. So needless to say, theft, break-ins, fights, robberies are a common occurrence. Fairfax County Police has a unit over there called the Urban Unit. You okay, Walt?
Yeah, I'm okay. Just checking on.
Okay.
Checking on the dog.
Checking on the doggy. So yeah. Anyways, they call it the Urban Unit. They might as well call it like the Negro Unit, because it's for the people coming from Maryland and the district that just come in and just tear that mall up. So anyways, in 2022, a so-called rapper named No Savage, whose birth name is Nora Settles, opened fire in the mall. Meanwhile, a Fairfax County police sergeant fatally shot a black man in 2023 outside the mall who stole some sunglasses from inside. And of course, the NAACP is upset about the sergeant shooting the unarmed man with the sunglasses. It was funny, the supervisor was not indicted by a grand jury, but Chief Davis fired the cop. And anyways, a little bit about Chief Davis. He was featured in the miniseries on HBO called We Own the City, and because Chief Davis' previous job was the chief of the Baltimore City Police Department. So he had a deal with Freddie Gray and Wayne Jenkins of the Gun Trace Task Force. If you ever, you got to watch this series. It's so true to life. It's not even funny. I thought it was a continuation of The Wire because it had so many characters from the show. But anyways, check it out. So anyways, Chief Davis comes from Baltimore. And then a police officer gets in a shooting, unarmed man, just fires him, even though there's no charges from the grand jury. But the NAACP is going to try to find ways to reduce crime or have voice their concerns in the community. But they don't have any ways to reduce attrition in the Fairfax County Police Department, improve morale, or just give officers a better way of life. Because just like every other police department, morale's at zero. Cops are leaving. They can't find enough cops to fill the ranks in quiet Fairfax County, Virginia. Now, the NAACP itself has outlived the purpose from 100 years ago. This nation has the black mayors, congressmen, senators, governors, councilmen, engineers, our vice presidents. One of our presidents was half black. And this country is the only place on earth with the most black millionaires and billionaires. But anyways, if the NAACP want to advance its people, they need to look at their own. Like I said before, we got poverty, crime, illegitimacy, drugs, health issues, so on and so forth. But the NAACP, they support the teachers and teachers union. They do not support private schools or school vouchers. So, you know, you could say the NAACP supports the prison pipeline. Well, what say you about the NAACP getting in the business of a police department in a upper middle class county?
Well, first of all, and I've said this before myself, you know, the black community, I got a lot of black friends. And, you know, and I ask questions about being black and to African American. You know, it's not a vote that they're voted to be called what they're called, what their race is. But the NAACP is like just what you said earlier. The last two letters stand for colored persons. Okay. Well, that got kind of tossed out during the Johnson era in the mid-60s. All right. So why do they hold on to that title if it's, you know, so degrading to the community that they're representing? Now, I know I'm getting a little bit off topic here. So shouldn't they change it to the NAAA or the N4A club or, you know, something like to that effect? All right. That was my 2 cents in on how stringent the NAACP is. However, getting into the business of any police department should be done by the community from within, not call this outside agency. And that's what it is. It's an outside agency that looks into the issues concerning colored people, according to their title. And sometimes, most times, a lot of times, they leave it worse than they found it. Because then there's bitter taste in everybody's mouth about it. And then they go away with their opposite business and look into something else that they could screw up. I don't know of anyone personally in the history of me being me that has benefited from the NAACP except the people that are in the NAACP. Because they receive enormous amounts of money. So, you know, I don't believe in that group at all. It's like the affirmative action thing. They were there, but they didn't do much. So that's my stand on the NAACP, sticking their nose in business, especially, you know, what you were talking about. Was it Fairfield? I just don't think
Fairfax County, Virginia.
Fairfax. They're just not the solution.
Right.
Let's put it that way. They're not part of the solution. So if they're not part of the solution, what are they?
Part of the problem.
I rest my case.
Right. But anyways, like, and again, Fairfax County is a very upper middle class counties, one of the richest counties in the United States. But, you know, 5 of the 10 places in the U.S. Have the highest income right here in the Washington, D.C. area. But that's another story. But anyways, Malcolm X made some sense. Here's what his quote about the white liberals, such as the white liberals in the Fairfax County NAACP. "The white liberal is the worst enemy to America and the worst enemy to the black man." What I mean by white liberal, in America, there is no such thing as Democrats or Republicans anymore. That's antiquated. In America, you have liberals and conservatives. This is what the American political structure boils down among whites. The only people who are still living in the past and thinks in terms of "I'm a Democrat" or "I'm a Republican" is the American Negro. He's the one who runs around bragging about party affiliation. He's the one that sticks to Democrat, sticks to Republican. But white people in America are divided into two groups, liberals and Republicans, or rather liberals and conservatives. And when you find white people vote in the political picture, they're not divided in terms of Democrats or Republicans. But anyways, Malcolm X even saw the evil of white liberals. But anyways, we come back. We finally have some good news. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 7-5 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
Introducing managed IT services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with managed IT services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. This is the fastest hour in radio. You know what? One of these days, I'm just going to kill that last intro. Just play the music because that's just an awesome song. Anyways, we've been talking about black people tearing up the cities. Two of America's major cities, their mayor is out of town. The mayor of New York, Eric Adams, who is horrible, and the mayor of Chicago are both in Mexico telling people, don't come to America. Meanwhile, the cities are just full of these people. They're getting all the services that the people of the New York and Chicago are entitled to as their most of them are taxpayers for the, but they're getting these people getting a free ride. The cities are turned into the Dodge City. The cities have gone to hell, and they're in Mexico. You were saying about a friend of yours was walking somewhere in Midtown, and he said it smelled bad. Let me tell the story real quick.
57th Street between 9th and 10th Avenue. He said that it's like the Miami when the Cubans overran Miami and they stuck them underneath, what was it, I-95 and fenced them in.
Yeah, the Mariel like. Boat Lift.
That's what he said. That's what it's like down there on 57th Street with the immigrants, you know, being shipped up from the border states. And, you know, Hank, you know, New York City is, you know, we're a sanctuary state. That's what that new mayor kept saying. You know, we're a sanctuary state. So did the governor 2 years ago. And now they don't want them. Pretty much come out and said they don't want any more any immigrants coming up. And you got, like we talked about a couple of weeks ago, you know, emptied out a nursing home. Nursing home was bought by the city, or taken over by the city, and shipped everybody out. They got 2 weeks to move out because they're getting prepared for an invasion. So to speak.
Yep.
And then, you know, winter is right around the corner in the northern part of the 48, South 48. They got to put them somewhere. What are they going to do next? You know, they're going to empty out all the shelters. They're going to empty out all the shelters and throw out all the American homeless out in the street.
They already have.
Yeah.
But
unbelievable.
Yep. And then a little bit more off topic. Joe Biden said this week that they're going to start building the wall again. Then he said, "Well, it's already in the budget, and that we could do about it, and we got to build the wall." Well, first thing he did in office was say, "Stop building the wall," and was auction off parts of the wall. They have it torn down, so. He's in trouble. And then come Monday, RFK Jr. is going to be in Philadelphia making a big announcement. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. But anyways, finally, some good news. America's mayor, Rudolph Giuliani, is suing President Joseph Biden for slander. Because as we talked about last week, Hunter Biden suing the mayor for slander and libel because he besmirched his reputation, but never because the mayor got a copy of the hard drives from his laptop and gave it to the New York Post. And so the news came out that what a dirtbag the Biden family is. So Giuliani said, you know, all right, fine. I'm going to go after the old man. So he's going to sue him for defamation of character. But of course the media had buried this because they're too busy talking about what some talentless singer who she is dating. But, I had to search as long. I just happened to find this across social media on Truth Social that, Giuliani was suing the president because, you know, it didn't make CNN, didn't make MSNBC, didn't make the 6:30 news. So anyways, good for Mayor Giuliani. And if you've seen, Giuliani in action when he's talking about preparing a case. He was going to defend Trump during his impeachment trial, but of course they said, we might call you as a witness, so you're going to have to step down. He was preparing a prosecution, so I can just imagine what Mayor Giuliani is going to do to President Joe Biden. So, of course, you're going to have discovery of what Biden said, and then Giuliani is going to come out and say, well, here's the emails. Here's the pictures. Here's the texts. And, Joe Biden besmirched the mayor. So, you know, good luck to you, Mr. Mayor, but you don't need it because you are an excellent prosecuting attorney. But I'm sure Joe Biden will claim executive privilege or some foolishness and get like some bum judge like Trump has in a civil case. But we'll wait and see because, you know, I questioned Trump years ago. I was like, why would you hire Mary Giuliani as your lawyer? But now I know why. Well, what say you about Mary Giuliani going after Biden?
Well, I think Biden is shaking in his boots. and not just because they're full of his excrement. He's got to realize that Rudolph Giuliani is in the history books, not for being in some kind of office for 55 years without doing a damn thing. I think that he forgets or has to be reminded because he was too busy trying to keep the dark people out of his son's and his kids' schools way back when in the 90s, when Giuliani was tearing apart the mafia, you know, corner by corner, bit by bit, until it was just about relatively gone, you know. And through the Giuliani years and as the mayor of New York City, and once he left New York City, well, the mafia is making a comeback. But he put away, you know, the largest mafia families in the entire country because they were all attached. He figured out that they were all attached, and they were, and they come up with the RICO. So Mr. Biden has been sheltered and covered and shaded from a lot of things, but they can't do it in this regard. I'm pretty sure if Rudy Giuliani gets his hooks into you, he's going to be relentless. Right. And he's going to tear it apart. I hope he does it slowly and painfully. And we avoid an impeachment until after the next election is over, because then we'll know who, you know, we'll know that Kamala Camilleri won't step into the presidency, you know, unwanted. So I think the Biden family has something to worry about. And also being that he is, you know, personal attorney for one of the richest men in the world who has pretty much uncountable cash. I think Rudy Giuliani's got a better backing than Joe Biden, because Joe Biden cannot use United States funding for his defense. So because it's a personal thing, it's not a government thing. It's a personal suit. So I think he's in more trouble than he ever thought that the Democrats could get Donald Trump into trouble, which he's not. I mean, there's no complaining party in Donald Trump's case. It's the United States government versus Donald Trump, but there's no case. Now you have Rudy Giuliani plaintiff against Joe Biden defendant. See, so there's a big difference in the smoke and mirrors that they're throwing at the Trump case compared to the realities that Rudy Giuliani is bringing forward in this litigation against the Bidens. And as I said in weeks past about this laptop, Hunter trying to keep it from being made public, well, it's too late. I mean, you spit on the street, your DNA is free game. Plain and simple. You made it public, Hunter Biden, because you're an idiot.
Right. And then the government went in and told Twitter and other social media to hide the evidence, which, you know, they overstepped their bounds, because it's not a criminal case, because you know, it's the facts, but that's for a different show. And then, you know, Hunter Biden must be smoking crack, because, all right, I'm going to sue the mayor over the hard drives with all this incriminating stuff on me. And the mayor took down organized crime, took down the bureaucracy of the city of New York, and became a millionaire with Giuliani and partners telling how people to do what he's done throughout the year. So it should be fun. We wish the mayor well, but he, you know, they got for Rudy Giuliani, because, I mean, just the things this man has done for this country, and especially the people in New York, is just amazing.
And you know, we all know what Joe said about being at Ground Zero, you know, the day after the towers went down. And of course, you know, Rudy Giuliani was the mayor. And if he was there at Ground Zero, why did he not take a picture with the mayor? Why did he not take a picture of the mayor of with him, the mayor and Bernie Kerik? Why did he not take a picture of him and Bernie Kerik and President Bush at the same time if he was there? So, you know, that's all going to come out. You know, that he was a truck driver and a bus driver. It's all going to come out. The guy's full of crap.
Anyways, we've made it to another end of another great show for Walter Yercube. This is Peter Scoop Stanton reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out, make it, and do not comply. See you next week, everybody.
Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.